This is Chloe.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hi everyone, this is Chloe from Daytime After Dark. Tonight we have a very excited guest. I'm excited. Nathan Barante. I hope I'm saying it right. And he's the executive producer of ABC. And he also did How I Met Your Mother and things like that. So let's bring him on.
Hi, Carly. Oh, there I am. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. I hope I said your last name right.
Oh, close enough. It's Varney, but it's close enough.
Okay, I'm like, great. He's going to hate me for that. Because
no,
people do not like their names being mispronounced in the business.
It's totally okay. I will forgive you,
okay,
Carly.
So how did you get started in the business, first of all?
Oh, I got started a long time ago when I first got – well, I went to college for TV production and media management, it was called. And I started right after college in reality TV. I worked as an entry-level assistant on America's Next Top Model and The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and For Love or Money. I worked on a couple game shows, and then I worked on some sitcoms for CBS. And then finally moved into kind of the corporate world. I worked for a studio called Regency Television that produced Malcolm in the Middle and the Bernie Mac show for a while. And then I moved over about 8.5 years ago to ABC and have been in what's called current programming. I started on the comedy side and then went over to handle both drama and comedy, and that was about 4 years ago. And then 2 years ago, when Vicki Dummer, my boss, was overseeing daytime, there was a position to fill on General Hospital to oversee the show for the network, and she gave me General Hospital. So currently I'm doing General Hospital, and then on the primetime side I oversee The Middle and Once Upon a Time. So that
as
I can tell. I mean, it's a long story. It's about a 15-year story, but that is kind of my career path so far.
I like 15-year story. No, I'm real like that.
I just don't think we'd have the time, Carly, but...
I mean, okay, if we want to do the interview until tomorrow morning at 6
exactly.
o'clock, yeah.
You'd be asleep because it's so boring.
No, I wouldn't. I find stuff like that very interesting. But how was the Bachelor and the Bachelorette? Because I will say, okay, I'm slightly addicted to them. It's
they're
like a train wreck. Yeah, train wreck coming, and I know
absolutely.
On it. So how was that?
And you know, it gets addicting working on them, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also draining. One of our writers, Andrea Compton, who used to be the writer's assistant on General Hospital and now is doing full scripts for us, we realized that we were working years ago on a show called High School Reunion, which used to be on the WB.
Oh, I remember that show.
Remember that show? And by coincidence, we happened to work on the same show, but we never knew each other because I was in post-production and she was on set in Hawaii. So it's a small world. But those shows, you know, we had a lot of laughs, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, when you're looking at footage all day long, it's amazing how much you feel for those contestants. And I remember being really emotional on America's Next Top Model because what I was doing was it was called being a logger and a transcriber, and you would take a look at all the footage coming from set, and you would type up little mini paragraphs on what was going on. So if you're doing that 10 or 12 hours a day, you get very attached to people, and it was kind of sad to see them get sent home. But, you know, I learned a lot about story, which is funny because, you know, they're reality shows, but they are very much packaged together and put together from a story perspective. So it was a great learning experience. I loved my time on reality TV. It was fun.
I mean, yeah, I you know, I hardly don't admit to people, but yeah, you know, and I watch American Top Model sometimes. Because I'm just curious. Like, oh,
sure.
But like that one person's not, then I'm at it, and then if my person goes, I get mad at it, and I don't watch it for 2 weeks. Although
exactly.
The test in my mind, I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not going to watch you.
but it's hard not to come back because it gets addicting. So
but
it's,
the
it's
love
fun.
Of my, but the love of my life is General Hospital. I mean, I do all the soaps, but I can
yeah.
say the love of my life is General Hospital. Post
Good,
hours.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's
yeah,
music to my ears.
Yeah, Sunny, Carly, you know, and I feel for you, Nathan. I actually feel for you because why now? And I know you cannot go into detail, but
sure.
all the rumors out there is crazy right now.
Isn't
and,
that? It's nuts.
I mean, you have the liaison, J-Sam role going on every day and saying, Juan said this, you know, but
yep.
I don't think Juan will ever say anything to, you know, mess with the storyline.
Sure. But you know what it does prove? It proves that General Hospital fans are very passionate. And, you know, my boss said the same thing, I think, recently in an interview. Regardless of if people are hating or loving it, at least they're talking about the show, and that gives us a lot of exposure. So I know it feels like an online war right now with some of the storylines that we have going on. And, yes, we have the new writers that just started this week, and we're really excited to get started with, you know, a little bit of a different storytelling. We're trying to get back to the emotional storytelling of the show for the future episodes with the new writers and just a lot more romance and really, really kind of honing in on our core characters and coming back to, you know, the show and making it the show that everybody has loved over the years. And I feel like we got off course just a little bit within the last year or so. But we're really trying to bring the focus back to our core central characters. And we do have a lot of characters, but I think if you can tell stories in a way that it makes it feel like the characters are coming and going and the stories are relevant,
mm-hmm.
I think you won't miss people as much as some of the fans have missed people in the recent months. Because our goal is not to tell stories and then drop stories. Our goal is to tell really, you know, really detailed emotional type stories with our main characters. And bring the families together. So that at least is our goal moving forward. And obviously Shelley and Gene have a lot of work to do, but they're wonderful to work with so far. They're very collaborative, and I feel like we're going to be in a good place in a few months. So,
please, I mean, I know you cannot talk about Fuse's storyline, but please
sure.
don't move the mob. Please don't move the mob, for Carly's sake. I love the mob stuff. I
Do you
love,
love
the mobbles. Yes.
See, you never know who to believe because there's a lot of fans who hate the mob, but then you talk to somebody like
yeah,
yourself
yeah.
and
they are
just, you like the mob.
Sorry to interrupt, but they are just saving their butt by not saying, you know, they don't like it because
right.
of the violence. I don't buy that.
Good. That's good to hear. I mean, everyone, you know,
I mean, you
have
Manish Bernard with the gun. And
right.
2 weeks
well,
ago when he...
I think you're going to be excited then for the September storyline.
Ooh. And like I said, I know you can talk about future stories. Sorry, people, I know. But
we
can
always tease. We can always, yes, of course, we can always tease. September is going to be a really great, again, this isn't, we have lots of stories going on, so please don't
mm-hmm.
take this the wrong way. But we do have a central Sunny story and Carly story coming up. What has been, you guys all know that Sunny and Carly are headed towards the altar. They're going to be picking out a date pretty soon. So that's all going to come to a head. And then we have some mob elements in there. But really it's about bringing that Corinthos family together. It's about Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Carly.
Oh, yeah.
It's about Michael. It's about Morgan. And it's about the extended family. So I'm really excited for September. You know, once all the kids are back in school, like I really urge people, like come back and try out General Hospital and hopefully we'll win you back over for those who might have lapsed in viewership.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think there was a loss of viewership. I don't. I think you guys redeemed yourself in a lot of the view eyes bringing back baby Blake.
Good.
For me, I had a whole scenario. I mean, I could write you so. But I have my own scenario, and
uh-huh.
I said he was never dead. And people called me crazy for the last 4 years over this. and then when you guys brought them back, so I think you guys...
You proved them wrong, Carly. You proved them wrong. You were the one who knew it all along that he was still alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a closed thing, and there's been rumors going on about, you know, Tony Geary just left. But
right.
I keep hearing rumors that he could come back. Now the new writers are here. Can you comment? Do you know anything true or false? Because I miss my Anthony
Geary.
Yeah,
I don't think it would happen anytime soon. But obviously, you know, that particular character, Luke Spencer, is very important to the history of General Hospital and is very important to the fans of the show. And I think the door would remain open for Tony to come back. I think right now he is exhausted from the show and is, you know,
mm-hmm.
having some good time off in Amsterdam and enjoying his retirement. But he has said he is open to coming back down the road, obviously not full time because of his age and just kind of what
mm-hmm.
his interests are at this particular moment in time. But like, you know, the rumor said, and I think there was maybe an Entertainment Weekly article, that, you know, the door is open for him. I can't give you an exact date because I just don't know.
Forgot.
Yeah, but I think, you know, sometime down the road, maybe in the next year or two, it would be feasible that he would come back. And it's always great to have him back because with Tony, I think you can play so many other characters, like, you know, Emma Sams possibly returning and Tristan and all those
mm-hmm.
great, great legacy characters. And it just makes the world more rich when you know, we have possibility of Tony being around. And I think if you're using him sparingly, I think it would be probably a great thing for the show. So we'll see what happens.
I miss Luke and Sunny. That was my bromance of all bromances, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I cried on their last scene, and I think Mo did too, and I just thought, no, this cannot be the ending for you two. I was screaming in my TV. but is Kristen Alderson coming back as Kiki? Can you confirm or deny that?
Sure, I can comment on that. As of right now, that rumor is just a rumor, and we don't, you know, Kristen nor ABC or General Hospital has any plans to reunite right now. We think Haley is doing a really admirable, fantastic job as Kiki, and as you know, when there are recasts, it gives you an opportunity to adjust the character a little bit to the actor's, you know, potential and their looks and everything. So I have a lot of faith in the role of Kiki moving forward, and I hope the character becomes more layered and perhaps, you know, gets a job, becomes more involved, and really we can see Kiki go through some changes because, you know,
mm-hmm.
look, her father's just been murdered and you know, her mom's betrayed her again, and so all that stuff, you know, has just come to light. So I think for a young girl such as the character of Kiki, I think there's some really interesting story that has yet to be told with that character, and I really, really
mm-hmm.
hope we're able to dig in a little bit more with Shelley and Jean to explore who is Kiki, because Kiki, to me, hasn't really been defined yet. So I'm curious to see who she is.
I agree. I'm enjoying Haley. Nothing against Kristen, but I'm enjoying the whole thing with Kiki.
Good, yeah. I think Haley's brought a lot to that role.
You know, yeah, and what is going on with the whole new Sloan thing? Or the old guy?
Oh, that one, yeah, absolutely. I can fill you in a little bit more. I did see that our publicity department did confirm earlier today that Rob Derringer is coming back to play Kyle Sloan. Mainly it was due to some scheduling issues with Grayson's schedule. And we then went back to Rob and said, hey, Rob, you know, would you be interested in coming back to play Sloan? And Rob is such a great guy in person. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And he graciously accepted the offer to come back. So he should be on air probably, you know, right about early September or so.
The same time as Anna.
Exactly, yeah, because Finola, she was going to shoot a movie, but some of the movie plans had shifted a little bit, so so I think she is still going to shoot that movie. It's just going to be postponed a little bit. So she will be coming back to the canvas a little earlier than anticipated, which is fantastic because Fanola, first of all, is a phenomenal actress. The character of Anna Devane is so rich with story and history. I love that character. You know, obviously I love everybody, but I just think Fanola brings so much depth to that character. It's really an interesting character. So I'm really excited that Fanola will be coming back very shortly.
Well, good. And Olivia, you know, is coming back too, right? I thought she would be back by now.
I think it's very soon. I think very, very soon. She's been back working on set. So
awesome.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't have a date in front of me, but I know it's very soon.
Oh, that's okay. A couple more things because if I don't say it before I bring callers on. What was, is there any way we could get Son Blackmore back as Son? You know, you know, Sonny has been left wide open, and Carly's not very happy about this.
That's very true, you will see happens in September.
And I don't think Duke is dead either. So if you guys can bring back my guys, I would really appreciate it. Because I love the Duke, Sonny, and Son friendship. And I think Zoda needs to go down and peg or two. Come on, no one's ever going to get Sonny and Crystal. Nice try, Zoda and Scotty. You day done. Come on, no one's ever going to get my guy.
I know. People are gonna keep trying, though, that's for sure. Those are all valid points, and you know, I don't know what is, you know, in the future for those guys, because obviously our new writers just started, so I don't know where we'll wind up with that. But you have to remember too, you know, Jake doesn't know he's Jason yet, so eventually down the road, there will, you know, I think the show would probably have to explore that very, very, very close, deep personal relationship that Jason and Sonny had. So that's to my
point you just brought up. When will the Jake reveal happen? Because every day people yell at me that the it's
I know,
not
they yell at me
yet.
Every day too.
It's
but
not
you have
happening
to remember,
yet.
I know we've angered a lot of people because we've had a couple of very slow-moving stories over the past year, one being with Luke and the next one being with Jason. I will say if you can stick with us for a little longer, all that reveal should be coming soon, I will say. I can't give you specifics, but we are addressing it. I can tell you the wait is getting close to being over, and we do have a plan in place. So it's going to be a great story.
That's
really exciting.
Good.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I want him to be Jason Morgan. To me, Jason Coleman was dumbed down. And, you know, and I think Billy and Mo have the chemistry. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and I think we could take it and be on top together again.
Right. He's another example of a recast that we're able to tailor the part or the character a little bit more around Billy Miller versus Steve Burton. I think we have an opportunity to make Jason, you know, not such, you know, Steve was great and he played Jason, you know, with a really interesting flair. However, because we do have Billy now, I think it'll be interesting to see what Billy brings to the role of Jason. And I'm really excited because I love Billy as an actor, and I think he is going to knock it out of the park when that reveal is finally made. And like I said, there's a lot of exploration to do with the Sonny and Jason relationship from the past and where it's going to go in the future. And so that all has terrific potential. So stick I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. But the thing is, and you can scratch that Billy Miller is headed back to Y&R. There's been this rumor, and I don't know if you can.
Oh, I know, but that was all just rumors. That's okay, the problem good. With reading too many rumors online is, you know, there's a lot of creative people out there. Well, but there's a lot of creative people out in the world, and you know, everybody has internet access, and there's a lot of creative writers out there. And you know, I think part of the problem is when people have these or say these rumors, they know it's going to stir the pot, and a lot of the General Hospital fans, you know how they react. They get very passionate and very excited and you know, and they get upset. So I think there's a lot of instigators out there who randomly will say things just to kind of really kind of, you know, get people's goat, so to speak. So, you know, not all rumors are true, and that was definitely not a true rumor. And as far as I know, Billy is staying with us and is happy, and we're all excited to see, you know, where his story is going to go.
Well, yeah, and just so you know, I'm on the liaison side, the Zayton and Liz side. I know I'm a, you know, host, reporter, I'm not supposed to take sides, but I am.
You're crossing the journalism line.
Yes, I know, but I mean, I've been in since the very beginning. And, you know, every day people are just freaking out about the new virus, and I tell people, okay, you guys, calm down. Take a chill pill.
Exactly.
Everything will be okay. You know,
that's
but
true.
they first have to get Zayton and Sam out of the way to do anything with Liz and Zayton. My opinion, they have to close that out. And then Patrick and Sam can get married peacefully, and Zayton and Liz can go off and have another baby.
You never know. You just never know. So we'll see
and,
what happens.
And from my last question before I bring on my little fans, fans, I better not call them that, are we going to see my little Spencer soon? And can we have Mo, Spencer, and Sunny moments? Because Mo and Nicholas has it. You know, they are so good together in this scene.
Absolutely.
They are on together, they are so cute.
They are. No, it's here's the thing about the kids. The kids are wonderful, and they're so talented. And Nicholas, who plays Spencer in real life, is one of the smartest, most articulate kids I think I've ever met in my life. What was happening, I think, is we were giving a little bit too much weight to child actors on this show, and really this is an adult show where the kids are, you know, have always kind of been meant to be ancillary characters and not center stage. And so we just took a little break from the kids, and but we all love them, and Spencer's going to be back. He has shot some scenes recently, and with summer coming to a close and school starting, we will see Spencer and Emma and a couple other of the kids as we get into the fall episodes. And again, I think it's all about using the kids kind of sparingly, and so you don't get sick of them and you appreciate the days that they're on. So
I never get sick of Spencer. Yeah. If Spencer were on 24 days a week, on 7 days a week, Nathan, you will make.
So
you
vote for changing the name maybe to like Spencer's General Hospital or Spencer and the Hospital or.
I've always thought it would be Sunny and Sunny and Spencer. I mean, no, I'm kidding. But no, it would be a great. You know, I mean, I love seeing the kids. I love seeing the little romance between Spencer and Emma, and how
okay,
he loves.
Okay, because you know we got a lot of heat about that though from a lot of other fans.
Who cares? You know what? Okay.
I'm gonna start tweeting. Who cares? We're just gonna do what Carly wants from here on out.
Yeah. But no, not really. Who cares? But no, this young Frank, he knows how to do the kiss. He knows how to work with the kiss. You know, he's so good with them. So why not use them? Because you know what? In 10 years, 15 years, you're going to need them. And you better never recast Nicholas, because then I might have to come into you in L.A. and we might have a movie.
No plans. We love Tyler, so no plans to recast Nicholas. Spencer. Spencer, no, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, you know, if those kids do get a little older, are you in favor of keeping them at their same age, or would you like to see them grow up faster, because you know the soap operas are always famous for aging up the kids.
I know, but no, because if you guys can do it with Robin and Maxie, this has always been my argument. Why save the kids that you have now? Emma, Brooklyn, and Nicholas, all perfect as little kids. And like, older, they are going to make it to, you know, Hollywood or whatever. You know, look at Kristen Alderson.
Yeah, absolutely. Incest,
you know, so in my opinion, and tell Frank from Daytime After Dark, and if he ever wants to come on the show, he has an open invite. And just one more question. How was Fan Club weekend?
You know, unfortunately, I had company. I had family in town all weekend, so I was not able to go over there. But I did catch the photos and the videos, and it looked like everybody was having a lot of fun. So thank you to our first of all to everybody who came and traveled to Los Angeles for the weekend. I know obviously it's not easy and it's not cheap, so I appreciate all the fans coming in to celebrate the show. And then secondly, I want to thank, like, our cast I think was fantastic and was really warm and gracious towards the fans, and I'm really glad that although it's not sponsored by ABC or Disney, I am very appreciative that the people that put on the Soap Opera Fan Club Weekend or the GH Fan Club Weekend continue to do so every year. I think it's a great event for everybody to get up close and personal with the actors and Frank. So it looked like it was great.
I went 3 years ago, and I loved it, but you know, I cannot do every year, so in 2 more years, I will come, and I will send you an email to them. You know, Carly will be in the building, and maybe you can help me set up some interviews while I'm there, because...
You should do a live podcast from Los Angeles when you come into
town. Because
that'd
my number one, not my number one victim, but my number one person to get in Monique Spinard, you know, that's been my... thing for 6 years, I haven't got him. Yeah, so until I get him, Daytime After Dark gets staying until I get him twice. So just for you know.
Which one is that again?
Sunny.
Oh, Maurice. Maurice. Yeah, he's
yeah, I mean, the one that never does interviews.
I know, I was going to say, sometimes it's a little hard to get for the press, but if you keep trying, I feel like you'll be successful.
Well,
and if you come to L.A., it's a great excuse to be even closer to him, so maybe we can get him to do it.
I got a question. So if I come to L.A. and do the fan club weekend, is there any way I could get behind the General Hospital up close?
Yeah, of course. I think there were some people I heard on Monday who got to come by for a little set visit from the fan club weekend. So I think, you know, anything's possible.
Well, you need to stay there for 2 years to get me into that.
I will try my best to last for 2 more years on this job.
Yes, 2 more years. Okay, we have callers. Let's see. 954, you're on the air with Nathan and I.
David.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing good. I want to tell you, I'm loving General Hospital, and I'm a big fan. I've been watching the show for 33 years now.
Great. Where are you calling from?
I'm Fort Lauderdale. I work actually for Hollywood, Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Nice.
My question,
what's your question? Sure.
I don't get to see more of the Q's quarter mains. I'm missing them, the quarter mains. Like Monica and all of them. I'm missing them.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are. We're trying to incorporate more of the quartermains back into it a little bit more. You know, obviously those actresses aren't on a full time contract, but we understand how important they are to the show, and we would like to, you know, showcase them more. And going back to what Carly and I were earlier talking about, we need to give them more story. So we just can't, you know, parade them around just in the background. We need to actually give them a story. And I have been constantly telling this to our new writers and to our executive producer, Frank, you know, and so hopefully that'll pay off as we get into, you know, the episodes in the fall and winter, because they are an instrumental part of the show, and I don't want to lose them, and I think they should, you know, definitely be on the air more. So we are trying our best, and we really want to give you guys what you want. So that is my quartermain answer for you.
Also, hey, you're working on Big Bang Theory, your Two Broke Girls, or them two favorite CBS shows, Big Bang Theory, your Two Broke Girls. We work on
those
shows.
Those are funny. They're on a different network over on CBS. But I love the Big Bang Theory, and Two Broke Girls is really funny as well. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for your question. Have a great night.
A great night, and I will put you back on hold, David.
Okay.
Bye, David.
Okay. Other David, but I call him the Wooden then Doctor. Hey, Doctor.
Yes, I'm a fan of Doctor Who, and of course, and I love the character of her song, and how she always says, spoilers. I'm like that. I know things about the characters before they do, or because I pay attention to like old clips of things, and I pay attention to the past. In fact, I would love to work for you and be like a consultant who reads, who watches all these old clips and makes notes, and you know, so that people can use this stuff in the present. That you know, like learn from the stuff that happened in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Elizabeth Court, who is one of our writers, who's been on the show for I think 22 or 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
She is my go-to person whenever I have a history question about the show. I will call her up.
Well, Carly can give you my email address, and I can submit information if you have any questions as well.
Absolutely. That's very nice of you. Thank you so much. And,
I'm more than happy.
And Nathan.
If Elizabeth ever retires from the show, that is definitely a position we would be looking for somebody with a lot of history of the show. So,
yeah, and I'm
me. Me.
The doctor has competition with Carly. It sounds like.
The doctor and I always have competition.
Friendly competition.
Doctor, do you have any other questions? I mean, he has a lot of calls.
Well, you kept on talking to him, and I have a bunch of stuff to talk to him too about. First and foremost is I just want to work on what the last caller called in about the Quartermain. You have to do Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. No question about it. You have to do Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. The holiday episodes are really important, and I think
we had the actress who plays Dr. Obrecht on the show. Not that long ago. She's a phenomenal actress.
Oh, Kathleen. Yeah, Kathleen's
fantastic.
Yeah,
we had Kathleen on the other night. Yeah.
Terrific actress,
and she's done so much. She brought the question to the audience about who do you think that Nathan's father really is? And so,
what was the top answer? Do you guys remember?
No.
Well, it was Davos. We thought maybe Edward or Alan because they couldn't keep it in his pants.
It could be Alan is the father because Alan has also slept around with other women. I mean, Edward and Alan both have had a past, okay, and a terrible track record with women. Alan is the right age to have an affair with Dr. O.
That's true. Yeah, you know, all good guesses.
You know,
we haven't gotten there yet, but we.
And seriously, I miss Alan. I really miss Alan.
He was great. He was. You know.
We've got to get him back.
Okay, Doctor.
But anyway, moving on. Now, you know, the whole. I've been watching this whole thing with Dante cheating on Lulu with Valerie and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while I still think it's kind of skeevy and kind of
well,
a
it's
whole,
supposed to
the,
be because you need, we
Phil.
Needed to do we needed something to shake that couple up a little bit.
Yeah,
so
well,
you're not supposed to love what's going on.
I know, but I can understand it because see, by going back, think back to the history of the character. When he first finds out that his father is Sonny, right after Sonny shoots him. Okay, and then his newfound sister ends up getting beaten, and there's a mystery of who beat her up. Then we find out that's her boyfriend. Then, while Sonny's at trial on a case that Dante put together, all of a sudden it turns out Michael's the one who killed Claudia, Michael goes to jail, and Dante feels guilty because Dante was the one who brought Michael into the courthouse in the first place. So then he spends the next month trying to get Michael out of jail, and then the month after that, Mr. Bauer comes up and says, shoot him at the freaking hospital.
Okay, David, I'm waiting you in because we have so many calls, and if I don't get them, I'm going to get,
let me finish my point here. The thing is, I can understand how Dante would cheat on his wife because he's so loyal, but he's also had so many things. If you look at all the history, not just those first five months, but the whole history of Lulu being kidnapped and then having amnesia and all the other crazy crap, do they ever have any downtime between one disaster after another?
Well, that in TV, that would be dull. Like, Olivia Pope never had any downtime either, so.
Yeah, but, it's insanity, the kind of things that they go through. I wouldn't know how I could live with all the kind of craziness that they do.
Well, that's
know?
Why
I love it.
That's why it's a TV show.
I know, but
not really, not a documentary.
Okay, Doctor, I gotta bring other people on.
Thank you, Doctor, for being a fan. Though I do appreciate the passion a lot. I do.
Give him my email address. Just give him my email address, and we'll go from there.
All right.
Okay,
have a great night.
Okay, Doctor. Let's see. Bobby, you on the air?
Hey there. How are you doing tonight?
What was the name? Is it Bob? Bobby. Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Not as in Jacqueline's character. I'm a B-O-B-B-Y. Not as what Jacqueline spelled her name with her character. but anyway, I just wanted to say that I just have to say I'm just relieved that the kids on GH are not going to end up like the kids on Days or the age so quickly. Because with the new writers and everything, they're just getting rid of people through boring storylines over there and the kids and stuff.
The problem with aging up the kids, too, is that it makes their parents age up really quickly, and we're not in a hurry to age up their parents. So that's another obstacle.
Right. Because I can see Brooklyn and Nicholas being the same way to what we saw Kim when she first started out back in 1983-84 and what she was the last time she came to GH, almost similar to what we saw Kirsten Allison and Aaron Torby go through One Life to Live, where they started out at 5 and was on the show until 21.
Oh, right. Yep. Absolutely.
But that brings me to a couple of questions relating to Kirsten Storm's character, Maxie. And one, is there any possibility of bringing her husband back onto the show? Or any possibility of Johnny Maxie pairing anytime soon, maybe to get involved?
Brandon seems to be actually very busy with his own career right now. So, I mean, the door's always open. We haven't discussed it yet. We are discussing a lot of great upcoming story for Maxie. I don't know if it involves Brandon's character, Johnny, but, I would like to see Johnny on down the road eventually. I don't know if it has to be anytime soon, but, just because he's doing this Melrose Place movie, and then Frank was telling me he has a couple other projects lined up after that. So we will see what Brandon's schedule is like.
Right, and will we see any more of Harper as Georgie?
We should. Yeah, we should. We have something fun coming up in the fall, so we should definitely see her more. Because right now she has been sharing custody with Spinelli.
Right. And I just want to just say that it's all for the questions. You all are doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Come on at like 3 o'clock. Around here, because we're in the New York, Chicago, Raleigh-Durham market, where we get at 3 versus the rest of the country, and they get at 2.
Oh, my God. The show, it's typical, because the show is now on, it's like a syndicated show. It's on so many different times everywhere, so it's a little hard to keep track. And it's kind of a bummer, because I know there's a lot of fan unity, and they all like to, kind of talk about the same time, so I'm a little disappointed in that. But we're doing the best we can with the situation that, obviously, we didn't have the choice in last year. It was made by, the affiliates and all that. So, but, it kind of is what it is, and, part of the country gets it starting – 2 Eastern and 3 Eastern, and it just kind of goes from there. And then, you know, Mountain Time gets it, and Pacific, and then eventually Hawaii.
Yeah.
So
that's
just
exactly,
all over the place.
Exactly.
I know. In Seattle, we get it at 1. We get it at 1 at
yeah.
the same time. At the same time of day, and I'm like, thank goodness for TiVo, because if I didn't have TiVo, yeah.
yeah.
Okay, Bobby, got any more questions?
I just wanted to say, relating to the time slot, right, there, I know that in some part of my region where I am, it's on via the Raleigh station, the Charlotte station, and then via other parts of the region, it's beyond from the Raleigh station at 3 and the Wilmington station, so this depends on my part of the area, because here in Fayetteville, we just only get the Raleigh station. We don't get the Wilmington station, which
I know. It's always a weird thing, but I appreciate you still sticking with the show.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for watching, Bobby.
Okay,
have a great night. Thank you for the great questions.
You can put me back on hold, and I'll talk a little bit more later.
I just have an overall statement. We've had 3 calls so far from 3 men, and I didn't realize our male audience was so big on this show. So I'm really impressed.
Well, your male audience is because of Carly. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Thank you, Carly. You're bringing. We've got it. Maybe it's time to start measuring the male ratings too, because so far.
Come on, because you know you have your grandmothers who. You know, probably got their grandson, just like my grandma got me into soaps. You know?
Yep.
That's
yep,
part of the reason.
I know, it's very true. That's my grandma got me into soaps.
I have one more question before I bring. Do you have time for 3 more calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
because
the Swiss phone is lighting up for you, Nathan.
Oh, good.
And,
I am more than happy to take questions.
I have a question that a lot of people want to know. Is the Nooses Ball coming back next year? Because everyone loves it, Nathan. I mean,
we hope
love
so.
It.
Yeah. It always depends on finding a sponsor, and we have a great team that works on that in New York in our sales department. So I fully anticipate Nurses Ball coming back in 2016, and we're really excited. And I also think we're going to do more live shows. So it's going to be a great 2016.
Awesome. And one of my co-hosts who, is on tonight, asked if you bring Mo Epiphany. Everyone loves Epiphany. So.
I know. I love Epiphany. I love Sonia. She's such a great person, and she's such a talented person. So I hope so. You know, hopefully we'll have some more time in the hospital, and we'll have a chance to see her again.
Okay, and now. 215, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Kat from Philly. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Kat. How are you?
I am
good
fine.
To hear your voice.
I'm so excited to talk to you. can I ask you about Brad?
Oh,
Brad,
you can ask
Secret
me, but you said earlier you didn't want... Oh, wait, Bradford or Brad the character?
No, Brad the character. I just want to know what day we're going to find out who he's married to.
Oh, day-wise. Oh, gosh.
Or the next week?
I think it's coming up soon. I have a very bad memory, so forgive me. I don't have my schedule in front of me. But
that is no
it
problem.
It is coming up soon,
is it,
and we are continuing the Lucas and Brad story, and there's an interesting twist in there. So.
Oh, that'll be great. Can I ask if there's somebody already on Canvas, or is there going to be a newbie for Brad?
Maybe. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
You'll have to find out.
All right. Well, I am so excited to talk to you, Nathan. Nathan is the best.
Oh, good. So great to hear your voice. No, I'm glad you called in.
All right. I'm
going
to listen to the rest of the show, and thank you for hearing me.
Thanks, Kat. No problem. Have a great night.
You too, and bye-bye.
Thanks,
Kat. Calling again. Okay. 205, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with us.
Hi. I'm Nikki. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, Nikki, how are
you? Nice to talk to you, Nathan.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in.
I've been watching about a year, going on 2, not as long as everybody who's been calling in, but my favorite character is Sabrina, and I just wanted to know, will you have any backstory for her?
As far as, where she came from and all that?
Yeah, like family. Maybe if we can meet more of her family or friends.
We did. Who did we bring in? We met her cousin. I would hope so. Right. Yeah, I would hope so. I think I'm very much into backstory. That's what brings me into. I don't know if you've ever watched Orange Is the New Black, but I love that show because they do bring in the backstories to their characters, and I personally would love to know more about the Sabrina character and, you know, her relations with people and all that stuff. So, it's definitely something we want to explore down the road, and Teresa's a great actress. She is pregnant again in real life, so we will lose her. So she will be on maternity leave. I think she's due maybe... 6 months or so, but we will see what happens. That's a really interesting character, and I think there's a lot of room for story with that character. So, and now that she's with Michael, I think it kind of connects her to a well-known, you know, family and on the show. So we will see. It'll be exciting to see where we go with that character.
Thanks. We were kind of hoping you could write the pregnancy into the storyline. Do you see that as a possibility?
I do see that as a possibility. I have not heard what Shelley and Jean want to do yet, but I do see it as a possibility. So we will keep you posted.
Okay. And one more thing.
Yeah.
I love Michael as a quartermain. So we were wondering, like, did you guys ever see, like, down the line changing his last name back to Corinthos? Because I really love the Quartermain legacy and his storylines with the Quartermains the best.
Yeah, I think it's I think there's potential, you know, again, that whole storyline is a little bit up in the air right now, so I don't have anything confirmed. But just, you know, speaking off the top of my head, I think it's an interesting dynamic to explore Michael's kind of inner struggle between, you know, the family that he was raised by and the family that is his blood. So I hope that we explore that too. And there is going to be something that happens in September that begins this journey of kind of questioning who he is, who is he from, where his loyalties lie. So I think it's going to, I think September will kind of launch a really interesting chapter for Michael.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah, call back in sometime, Nikki.
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you. Carly's opinion. Carly has an opinion on everything.
Yeah,
please.
Chime in, Carly.
No, make Michael go back to the Crystal side. Sunny raised this kid. Sunny and Carly and Jason all raised this kid. You know, AJ was just there for the money. And you know how Edward was. And, you know, I think it's time to see, like you said, the interest struggle with it. Because it's long overdue.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Yep.
Let's see. We are getting through the calls. Yay, calls are stuffy. Okay. Maggie. Hey, Maggie, you on there?
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Loving my GH. I've been here
great.
Since the beginning.
Oh, my goodness. 52 years?
Yes.
My goodness. You must know every single story inside and out.
Yeah, pretty much.
So can I ask you, did you have a favorite year or years on the show between the start and now?
I love the part with Sonny and Brenda when they had an old power struggle with Frank and the Frank Smith thing where you had him on the island. Oh, that was hot and it was very, very good. And my Sonny is not a bad guy. He imports espresso coffee so I can drink it.
Yep. That's great. I mean, just so much story. I mean, when I first joined, I was kind of catching up just in, you know, reading about all this, you know, stories in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and 90s. And it's amazing how long the show's been on. So, and it's come a long way, too. It started as a half hour, then went to 45 minutes, then went to, you know, a full hour. So,
can we ever make it an hour and a half?
Hour and a half. There's no plans to do that right now because, you know, we have to, there's so many different affiliates that air the show. So I don't know, it would, It would require a half-hour show instead of an hour show. So if the in daytime developed a half-hour soap opera or a half-hour talk show or a game show or something like that. But right now, at least for the immediate future, we have, you know, we have our 60-minute block, and that's pretty much all they're giving us right now. So, but it's a great idea.
Well, by the time the 55-minute mark, Megan, I get sad. We are like 5 more minutes and into your trouble, and then on Monday and Fridays, can you stop doing the cliffhangers to us? Because we have to wait till Monday, don't we, Maggie?
But that's what we're trying. That's why we're trying to. To me, it's a gift. I love the Friday cliffhangers. They're so much fun. I've been asking for more of those. So,
well,
so Carly, you have no one to be mad with except me. I've been asking for more cliffhangers.
I won't be mad at you. Maggie, do you have any other questions?
Just one little thing about Liz, Sam and my. They should be together. Then he comes back as himself. Jason should be with Sam and the baby. And Sam should be the person. Other than my now over there. Sorry, Carly.
See, I've got two people on the line right now, Carly and Maggie, who share completely different sides. So you see how difficult this is.
You don't agree often, but this is one of them, right?
Yeah, we hardly have a fight nation, but this.
No, I know everybody has their favorites, part of the fun of the show.
Yeah, is the one area we don't agree about.
Yeah.
So. Maybe you could do a happy medium for all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is a soap opera, though. I don't know if we can have too many happy people.
We're not really happy.
Yep. Sorry, lost you a little bit. What were you saying?
Back in the day, they had canoes. Well, maybe that's what Liz and Jason and Sam could all be in a canoe. And they could just work out partners.
There you go. You never know. Never know.
Okay, Maggie, did you have any other questions? Because we have one more call.
I know. I love the show. I'm never going to stop. And we're really
good.
Bringing it.
Happy to hear that. Thanks so much for being a loyal fan. It's great to hear. Thanks, Maggie.
Maggie wants Sunny. Not to be always the scapegoat. It's time for Julian
to go down.
Yeah, we want
Julian's trying to get out of the mob, though, the poor guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. One pick spy.
But, you know, he loves Alexis. He's trying to show her how much he loves her.
Sure.
But I will tell you guys, there might be a new bad guy or girl for Sunny to go up against, so you have to stay tuned.
Ooh. We have one more, and then I will wrap things up, but then I have... Okay, Maggie, I will put you back on hold.
Okay.
And then we have one more. 703, you're on the air.
Hi, Nathan, it's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hi. I was just wondering if we'd get more focus on the whole Sam and Patrick relationship in the upcoming months.
We do,
yes.
I can't really get into specifics on that, but we do get more focus on Jason and Patrick. Or, sorry, Patrick and Sam.
Okay, good. I was just wondering, the couple that I'm really interested in and... Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, they have a nice chemistry together, and
they do.
You know, we've been pushing a little bit more to show Sam as kind of taking that motherly role for Emma. So I think there needs to be a little bit more of a connection built up between those two. But
that would be great. Wow.
Yeah, there's some great things in the works for that couple, and we'll see kind of where it goes.
Thank you. That's really great.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your question.
Thanks, Nathan. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
What was I? Oh, you have one more. Do you have time for one more?
Sure,
popped up.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Seth. I've been watching since 2009. I just had one question for Nathan.
Sure,
I'm a huge fan of Perry Shen's Brad, and I was wondering if he'd ever. I was wondering if he's going to get on contract at any point, or if he can't, can we at least get a scene of him eating Lucas's ass on there?
Oh, jeez. probably not on broadcast television. You're thinking of a Showtime show, but, you know.
All right, well, I figured I'd try. Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, he got confused with cable versus network.
Yeah. okay. Nathan, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Carly, it's been a pleasure to be on.
And I was wondering if we can do this again, like 6 or 7 months down the road, when some of the because you are one of my favorite interviews, and I've never interviewed a producer before, so I was kind of nervous.
Well, I don't produce the show. I'm just the network executive for the show. But Frank for the show. Yeah.
Well, I know. And can you let Frank know if he ever wants to come on? That you had a perfect time, and you know, I promise I won't bite him or anything. So
I will definitely
Frank.
Let him know.
We
absolutely.
Love Frank.
We love Frank too, and Frank is a great producer and is very, you know, an upstanding individual who cares about the show, cares about the actors, cares about the writing, cares about the directing and everything. So we all really love the guy.
Okay, have a great night, and I will be sending you an email tonight or tomorrow, and go relax and stay out of the hot sun in LA.
I will. Thanks for having me on, Carly. This was great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, have a great night.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, that was Nathan Bodie, and I'm going to bring on for Soap Talk. So sad, but we only have a little while.
Oh.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Who wants to do some soap sad for like 5 minutes?
That was a great interview. I mean, there's like 1,001 soap things that I wish we had him on longer, and I wish we had more time. You know what I'm saying? Because this is like one of the better interviews that he's done, Charlie.
Thank you. Well, I just, you know what,
I
had so many calls.
I felt so pressured because I had so many things. I texted you a couple of things I wanted you to ask you if there was no time. Oh, my
well,
goodness.
Well, you know what, okay, Maggie, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay, Maggie, did you say he would like to come on again, or am I just going crazy again?
I would love it. He is a doll, and I would love to.
Yeah,
I
agree. I'm actually surprised that I enjoyed the conversation with a network executive. Normally, I grit my teeth when I think of network executives. But this guy's cool. He should be welcome back anytime.
You know, and it was fun, and I was relaxed. So, I mean, that's good. Friday night, we will have a regular show.
I hope he's still listening to us. I hope he's still listening to us somewhere out there.
Doctor, you did good. Bobby, you did good, too. Okay, you two did good, and you're doing good so far tonight, so I'm very proud of you boys.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, kid! Kid, let me ask you.
Yes, I'm still here. Okay.
Girl, are you in Dayton? Are you in Dayton? And
yes.
Are you in Dayton, Liz? Fan or other fan?
Yes, we're fans, but we email back and forth. He's the nicest man. I want to thank you so much, and I just want to ask you. I missed a lot of the first part of it. Will I be able to hear this again?
It's
on the radio website.
Okay, because I was having trouble with the audio. I love you guys. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, I hope you can come back again.
I will be back. I promise. This was so much fun tonight. And Nathan is such a nice guy. You guys did wonderful.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. So anyway, now who we got going on for, we got another show coming up soon.
Yeah, we have, Bobby. Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby, sweetie.
Yeah.
No, Friday we will just have soap set because we haven't really got to talk soaps this week. And
no,
with
no,
all
the... Oh, my goodness, there are so many things that have been going on lately. I haven't followed all of it, but I've been catching up on, on updates and here and there what I can. By the way, those of you who may not know this, but what the hell is the name of that channel now? But there's a channel that NBC owns. I can't think of the name of it now. But there's
a channel that NBC owns. It's not one of the Spanish channels, isn't it? Not Telemundo.
No. NBC owns. I can't think of it now. So it's slipping my mind, but it's a network channel, but it's way down one of those digital channels, those sub channel type things, and they play whenever there's like an interruption of service of Days of Our Lives,
mm-hmm.
for example, here in Connecticut we had a nasty we had some kind of interruption. I don't know if it was a special event thing or a storm issue. But what they did was
Antenna TV.
Cozy TV, I think it's called. Yeah. They played Days of Our Lives for that day when they couldn't air it on NBC directly. They played it later in the day on Cozy. Sometimes when there are interruptions, that they do. And there's a channel that CBS owns that plays that does the same day re-airing of Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful in the evening around 6 o'clock or something like that in the evening.
So yeah, it's on Pop.
Can't watch it during the time in the middle, at noon, it does repeat on the sub channel that CBS owns. I found that out. I have been flipping channels and noticed that. I don't know if anybody else knew about this. So there are ways to catch repeats here and there of NBC and CBS soaps. Yeah. And, of course, the repeats of like General Hospital are on Hulu.
Just
so you know where to find these things if you don't have time to catch them airs regularly.
I wanted to say in relation to that we have a TV network called Antenna TV here that is a sub-channel of our main channel in Raleigh that had done the same thing too when there was snowy weather or when the president was in. The last time the president came to North Carolina, we got a chance to watch back-to-back stage with one airing right before from the previous day, and then the new one immediately after that.
I actually sometimes like when they do the re-airings later in the day on the sub channel, and I wish ABC did this too. I mean, we get General Hospital on Hulu, but not everyone has Hulu.
Right.
Those don't have Hulu. One of those boxes that has
Hello?
Yeah. You're on mail with us.
Astra, I hung up. The phone kept ringing. It's you guys again.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I'm gonna try to hang up again. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Kat,
wait.
Go.
Please, request. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook and
okay,
also
look
on...
at Colleen Brocco. That's my Daytime After Dark one. So
say that again, Lorraine Brocco.
No, Colleen Brocco.
Okay,
Colleen.
My
Yeah, this book on, you know. So, yeah.
Okay,
and
I was going to say, mine is Kat Parsons. So if you friend me, I'll be able to find you. It's just K-A-T and then Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Me?
Thank you.
Or spell your name again, and I'll come friend you too. Go ahead.
Carly, C-A-R-Y.
Oh, Carly, okay.
And, yeah,
okay.
Brocco, yeah.
Carly Brocco. Like
yeah,
Brocco.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
Carly, I will try. Okay, got it, Carly.
Thanks.
We are now friends. We are now friends.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Cool. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, let's end it because I don't want to lose my voice for Friday. But we will be back on Friday, and it will be all about the soaps, all about B&B, General Hospital, Days of Our Life, Young and the Restless,
and
Collingwood.
And we can also... We can also debate and gossip about what we think is going to happen.
Right.
Yes, of course. And
well, I just wanted to say that next Friday I might be joining the show right about 10:30 East because I'll be probably just coming back from a game or something like that for the next few months. But I should be good to go. But other than that, Carly, I look forward to talking to you all on Friday, and you all have a good night.
So. Now, just refresh on the airtime for this so that everyone's aware of the airtime.
What do you mean? Oh, when the show is over, you give it 15 minutes and then it will replay. This past daytime after dark and it will replay.
No. What time are we going to be doing the show? What time are we doing the show?
Oh, the same time. 7 p.m. West Coast. So 10 your time, Dave.
Okay,
Doc David.
All
right. Okay,
well,
night, guys. Night, guys.
Good night, Carly. Good night, Carly.
Good night, Carly. It's your Friday.
Night, guys. Come back on Friday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.